Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
In 2013, Amit Sharma, who went on to direct the stellar Badhai Ho, made an ad for Google called Google Search Reunion. In it, childhood friends who were separated during partition find each other thanks to an enterprising granddaughter and the internet. In 3 minutes and 32 seconds, Amit captures the ache, nostalgia and yearning for a lost life and the eventual get-together. Each time I watch the commercial, I get teary. Sardar ka grandson had the potential to pull off something similar. The film tells the story of Amrik, a doting grandson who decides to fulfill his 90-year-old grandmother's last wish to once again see her house in Lahore. When the grandmom Sardar is denied a visa, Amrik does the next best thing. With the help of his partner Radha, he brings the home back to Punjab so Sardar can once again relive those moments of love and loss. And yet, over 2 hours and 19 minutes, debutant director Kashvi Nair is unable to conjure a fraction of the emotion that the Google commercial does. Sardar ka grandson plays neither as a coming-of-age saga of a man who learns to face challenges and deliver on his commitments, nor as a cross-border comedy, nor as a moving family drama. The soft spot, as usual, is the writing. The film has been co-written by Kashvi and Anuja Chauhan with dialogue by Amitosh Nagpal. The film has been inspired by an Al Jazeera documentary called Going Back to Pakistan 70 Years After Partition, which chronicles the story of an elderly Indian man who's trying to go back to Pakistan. Kashvi, along with Nikhil Advani, who has co-produced this film, earlier co-directed the television series POW, Bandi Yudh Ke. So this is terrain that she's familiar with, but Kashvi makes the odd choice to ramp up the comedy quotient. The film begins in Los Angeles with the perpetually clumsy Amrik destroying most of the belongings of a family who's hired him. Amrik and Radha run a packers and movers company called Gently Gently. But Amrik is disastrous both as a mover and as a fiancé. This capacity for destruction is set up as funny, but it's not. The film then shifts to Punjab, where Amrik must find a solution for his ailing granny. His own heartbreak enables him to understand the vacuum in her heart. While the story of moving a home from one country to another is unique, the characters are written as flat stereotypes. Sardar is the typical cantankerous Punjabi matriarch who can swill whiskey from a bottle. Her name inspires a few Sholay jokes. You remember that Gabbar Singh's Dakus also called him Sardar. Apart from his bumbling manner, Amrik has little that sets him apart. His parents, aunt, uncle and cousin are also colourless and generic with names like Lovely. And Radha has little to distinguish her apart from some really nice clothes, especially this beautiful pink coat. The styling is on point. On the other side of the border, we get Kumud Mishra playing the disgruntled Lahore mayor who becomes a thorn in Amrik's side. The film features a slew of talented actors. Apart from Kumud, there's Kanwaljeet Singh, Soni Razdan and Aditi Rao Haidri, but the script doesn't give them much to do. The unkindest cut is that the wonderful Nina Gupta is also saddled with scenes that are too tame to have impact. And why does her name appear in the credits after Arjun Kapoor's? Surely she should have got top billing. The plot, already wildly implausible, becomes even more juvenile with a string of sequences in which problems are set up in Lahore and then solved within minutes. Amrik starts trending on the internet and becomes a de facto ambassador between India and Pakistan. It's refreshing to see a film that advocates friendship and cooperation, but Sardar ka grandson's portrayal of geopolitics is painfully amateurish. As are the scenes of partition. Co-producer John Abraham does a cameo as Sardar's loving husband, and of course he gets an action sequence in which he single-handedly defeats weapon-wielding rioters and saves his family. Even more incredulous is that Sardar then, on a bicycle, somehow makes it from Lahore to Punjab. This is the most sanitized PG-13 version of partition that I've ever seen. Sardar also manages to set up a major cycles manufacturing company. We aren't told how this happens, but I suspect that story might be more interesting than the one we see. I'm happy to suspend disbelief if the plot is engaging enough, but Sardar ka grandson has stretches of eye-glazing tedium. Arjun Kapoor as Amrik also seems only marginally interested. His expressions, whether he's going through a breakup or trying to stop a wrecking ball or pleading for a visa, don't fluctuate much. It got to the point where I started thinking about how Amreek comes from America to India and then goes from India to Pakistan carrying only a large knapsack. How does he travel so light? That's a life skill I want to learn. Kashvi has some interesting ideas. She cross-cuts between Sardar's journey from Lahore to Punjab with her grandson's journey back to the country. She emphasizes on the cooperation between people and the one-upmanship between politicians. In the climax, she gives Sardar the space to really soak in her home and emotion. But none of this is fleshed out enough to sustain the film. And did we really need a chaiwala in Lahore telling Amreek, "Aapke desh mein chaiwalon ko bahut underestimate karte hain"? You can see Sardar ka grandson on Netflix India.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and YouTube.